Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. There's a wind chill advisory in effect once again until 10 o'clock today. The hazardous weather outlook is for northwest Connecticut, western Massachusetts, also the eastern Catskills, and the Conics of east central New York and southern Vermont. In a story in this morning's Republican American, a judge in Connecticut on Wednesday dismissed most of the Scaticook Tribal Nation's lawsuit in which it sought $610 million for land it said the state seized from the tribe. The Tribal Nation alleges the state took 2,000 of the 2,400 acres in the tribe's reservation in western Connecticut and sold the land, but never compensated the tribe. The judge rejected claims by the Tribal Nation that it owned the land. Quote, to sue the state for taking property, first you have to have some property, end quote. He started off his 11-page decision with that claim. The judge dismissed claims that the tribe be compensated for the alleged lost land, but allowed other claims, including its alleged ownership of certain mortgages, to continue. The 1736 Act allowed the Scaticook Tribal Nation to continue on the land until the general court decides otherwise. The second resolution allows the Scaticook Tribal liberty for their improvement of the land by cutting of wood and timber for their use only. Quoting the judge here, non-lawyers reading this language using common sense would likely conclude that these two statements don't make the Scaticooks the owners of the land, end quote. He also said the legislature resolutions, one from 1736 and the other from 1752, passed by the state's general court, the colonial equivalent of what's now the General Assembly, do not make the tribal nation landowners. Connecticut State Police are operating roving patrols and conducting DUI checkpoints starting today, continuing through New Year's Day. Troopers enforcing all motor vehicle laws will focus on reducing the number of DUIs, crashes, and injury-producing accidents occurring on the interstate, state roads, and local roadways. Locally, Troop E in Canaan will be set up today through Monday from 6 p.m. till 2 a.m. Additional troopers will conduct roving patrols on Route 8 from Exit 43 to the Massachusetts state line, Routes 44 and 7 in Canaan and Salisbury, and on Routes 202 and 44 in New Hartford, on Routes 4 and 63 in Goshen, and on Routes 272 and 44 in Norfolk. Troopers remind motorists traveling that combining careful planning with sensible driving will lead to a safer holiday weekend as they travel to and from their celebrations. New Year's Eve at Infinity Hall in Norfolk, Adam Ezra Group and Atlas Gray welcome in the new year with a musical celebration. Included with a mezzanine ticket is a full dinner and a show package at 9. Meanwhile, in Hudson on the New Year's Eve, Club Helsinki celebrates New Year's Eve with singer, trombonist, and bandleader Glenn David Andrews and his group's jazzy horn-laced New Orleans funk and soul at 9 p.m. Reminder, community suppers continue on Monday, serving from 5 till 6 p.m., put on by the Berkshire South Regional Community Center. It's a delicious meal prepared by some of the finest chefs in the Berkshires, where you can greet your neighbors and meet new friends. It's free, no reservations are required. It's put on with the help of the Greylock Federal Credit Union and Greylock Insurance Agency. Donations are always accepted. They also collect non-perishable food items for local food banks. You can contribute if you can. There's a New Year's Eve celebration with your friends at the American Legion Post 178 in Millerton, New York. $25 per person. Seating is limited, so make your reservations. There'll be hors d'oeuvres at a cash bar. Tickets and more details at 518-965-4667. The 217 band will be playing from 9 p.m. till 1 a.m. Coming up on January 1st, the Walkway Over the Hudson First Day Hike. Join with others in a walk, run, skate, or cycle to celebrate the new year. Enter their raffle. Visit the Donkeys from Little Rays of Sunshine at 2 p.m. Now, the Craft Circle will meet on the following Tuesdays, January 2nd, February 6th, March 6th at the Pine Plains Free Library. It's an informal social gathering from rug hookers, knitters, crocheters, and crafters of all types. Interested parties should drop in any time between noon and 3 p.m. Bringing snacks to share is always welcome but not necessary. More information is available at 518-398-1927. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com on the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 24,837.51, up 63.21 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 6950.16, and the S&P 500 at 2687.54. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.